Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We get into summertime and stuff. It means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. But for a lot of people, it also means barbecue.
Yes, it does.
Damn right.
Which is kind of weird. Because it's such a heavy food, but yet you eat it when it's hot out.
Maybe because of the cooking process. So the people that make the barbecue, like, I'm not standing out in the rain. I don't want to be out in the cold. I want to go out like spring, summer, drink a light beer, and stand there for 8 hours while I smoke my meat.
Well, I also think it's easier to keep your temperature in the winter if you're actually smoking.
Right.
But that's different than barbecuing and grilling. To me, grilling is a very summertime thing. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken breast, all those things.
I'll go blue in the face saying this, okay? Barbecue is low and slow.
Correct.
Grilling's hot and fast.
Damn right.
Right? I guess you could smoke a hot dog, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can definitely smoke a sausage. We've had them. They're freaking fantastic aioli's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything with you add smoke flavor. But I will say, it is weird sometimes. Somebody will bring in a dish, and I don't know how to explain it. It's like... Did you put liquid smoke in this? And they're like, how'd you know? And it's like, you could just tell.
It's a little overpowering because it takes so little for that liquid smoke to add the flavor. But no matter what, you always put too much. And there's that chemical taste to it.
Yeah. And barbecue has come a long way, right? It used to just be salt and pepper on your brisket. Now people are injecting stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's wild out there. So basically, this list is the Yelp has ranked the top 10 barbecue cities in the U.S. of A. A lot of these have different styles of barbecue going with them. But number one on the list, Nashville.
I wondered if it was Nashville.
Did you eat any barbecue, Mike, in Nashville?
No, I ate the Nashville hot chicken, but I didn't find any barbecue spots where I was at.
How hot was it?
Nashville hot does not mess around.
All right.
As far as like American hots, that's probably one of our best.
Is that our version of Asia hot? As far as spices go?
I think so. Like if you get Nashville hot, it's going to hurt.
About as hot as we do domestic.
I think it's too much.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a fried chicken sandwich.
I'm with you.
And then maybe put a little hot sauce on top.
The chicken was fantastic, by the way. Afterwards, I wanted to make sure that I got the Nashville hot because I'm in Nashville. Let's do this thing. And I also was like, okay, let's also get the chicken. But the biggest problem with the Nashville hot was not only did it hurt in the moment, which it does, it also hurts in the other moment.
Right. Correct.
And that's the worst.
Well, my rule is don't sauce breaded things.
Yeah, I would
agree. So that's the only thing that I don't like. Even if it was barbecue sauce, it soggies up the crispiness of the breading.
Yeah, but I don't mind that. Sometimes I'll get a boneless wing. I know it's a nugget.
If it's spicy based on the dry spice, okay, I'm in. But
yeah. Well, and it's funny because obviously Carolina-style barbecue and Texas are the two big names.
Right.
But anywhere, and Miles can attest, when you get into Tennessee, Kentucky. I mean, some of the most famous barbecue spots that are ranked high across the world are in those areas.
Absolutely.
Next on the list, again, staying pretty specific.
Kansas City.
Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. Okay. All right.
Kansas City will get there.
We're going to hit all the big ones there, but...
Yeah. Durham, I'm not positive. I assume that's just Carolina-style vinegar-based. I know somewhere when you get closer up in the mountains, they start putting some different sauces on there, but generally vinegar-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like I said, nowadays it's different. When I go back to the East Coast, I'm shocked that the barbecue places there have brisket, but, like, I think I was in my 20s before I ever had brisket.
The only reason I had brisket was Texas.
Yeah.
Well, also, right? I loved it, but you're right. East Coast, like, I never got it until more recently.
So if they were to say, wait, not Seattle, but the best barbecue in Washington State is in Queen Anne. You're like, well, that's Seattle. Raleigh-Durham. Durham is right there. I mean, it is.
But yeah, it's its own thing.
It is.
I mean, that's the thing.
There's a line on it. What I mean is, I mean, they just butt up against each other. So if you're in that area, you're good to go.
I did have some Carolina barbecue earlier this year. I went to Greensboro.
What did you think?
Dude, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I think
it.
I got like a brisket sandwich, and my God.
I'm surprised they did brisket.
Yeah.
Typically, it's just pork.
Correct. Maybe it wasn't.
And I don't know why. Most barbecue, I want to eat the meat and then taste the sauce.
Sure. Yeah.
But with... I feel like with pulled pork, it's okay if it's already sauced.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know? Tulsa, Oklahoma, number 8 on the list of best cities for barbecue.
You believe
okay.
it?
Okay.
I'm assuming that's Texas style.
Correct.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what we think of Texas style is specifically Central Texas style.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what got really popular. That's when you'd have all the Franklins and that kind of stuff and Austin and all that kind of stuff. Because Lockhart, Texas, which is about an hour south of Austin, is technically what gets credit for like inventing that style.
Okay. Yeah. We got nothing else going on.
Do you consider chili?
I have been there.
Do you consider chili part of the barbecue process, or is it just a food that's there in Texas that you eat with barbecue?
To me, it's just a food that's there.
Okay. It's a food that's there, and generally it's kind of like scraps of your brisket and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, that's the difference in their chili. They take the scraps of all the stuff they've been barbecuing, throw it in there.
But they don't do baked beans. They just basically do the chili. Yeah. Without beans, but that's the small side.
The fact that it includes like the bits of the barbecue that you've actually made, I kind of lean with Miles there that it's part of the barbecue plate. Like the fact that you're putting whatever meat that you smoked or you barbecued in there.
I completely disagree.
Okay.
My plate should not have chili on it. If I want to go, and some places have really good chili.
Yeah. Right.
And I'll go get a bowl of chili. But outside of that, I just want meat and sides.
Well, you just stay over on your table then.
All right. A meat, two veg. You know me.
Two veg? Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I love doing that to people.
Like corn and greens or
okay.
greens and...
If corn counts as a veg, sure. I just... The idea of two...
Hey, listen, it's a barbecue joint, man. Cream corn counts as a veg.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Just throw wild things out here, Ted.
Next on the list, Honolulu. This is obviously going to be more Korean or Hawaiian-style barbecue.
Okay.
Do you guys ever use that... I think it's Hawaiian. It's like... I want to call it like Japanese something barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reddish?
There's three different kinds, I got. Now, they're awesome. It almost tastes like a little bit of a soy base.
Is that what they're doing at Buddha Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, musubi, I just think you can have that any time of day.
Yeah, my son loves the spam musubi.
Yep. All right, attaboy.
Greenville, South Carolina shows up on there.
Makes sense.
Now, next on the list is Charleston. I have been to Charleston. I have had barbecue in Charleston. That was the infamous, I can't think of the name of it, but the guy that was super racist, but he had really good barbecue. That was also the first time I ever had the mustard based. So down there in Charleston, there was a big influx of Germans. So that's why they took the mustard and kind of the vinegar sauce. We're like, oh, we're going to have a yellow sauce.
Okay.
And they call it gold.
Mm-hmm. They also use dry mustard as a part of the rub. So like a Coleman's.
Yeah.
That goes into the rub before the actual, goes into the sauce too.
And people know this now, but my buddy Sal was the first person I ever seen do this about using mustard as a binder, to put the spices on there and stuff. There's other stuff you could use, but mustard's a pretty popular one.
It basically, the taste evaporates.
Yeah.
So you don't taste the mustard.
Charleston also, what's his name? Rodney Scott. He's a very famous barbecuer. He's famous because he does whole hog. And he's got two restaurants. Okay. His restaurants are actually in Charleston.
And that's back to Honolulu, too. Doing a whole pig.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing, is that beef brisket is great. And all credit to Texas, I like beef ribs. But there's just not much on a pig that's not delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean?
Ham's probably the worst. And I like ham.
I'm with you.
If you gave me all the stuff and I'd start picking, I'd say, ham would be at the bottom.
Pork chops down there, too.
No, I'd take a pork chop way ahead of ham.
Dude, they're too easy to dry out.
You
know, a lot of people...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't say that about pork chops, but you know, this brings us to a good point. If you're barbecuing, you're cooking pork chops, and just if you really want to know the difference in a kitchen, it's just buy a meat thermometer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, just, too, it makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, oh, chicken doesn't have to be dried.
And the cut. Like, well, Ted will say, if you're going to make a hamburger, 80-20, with a pork chop, it's got to be at least over 3/4 of an inch. So you would never buy a steak that thin, but they cut pork chops that thin.
Right.
So that's why they dry out. But if you get a real good one like you get at a steakhouse,
yeah,
it's actually medium rare. Well, not medium rare. Medium, I guess.
Yeah.
But medium.
Yes. Yeah.
Right now, we're at Charleston. We're getting up to the heavy hitters of the list. Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Memphis barbecue.
Memphis, to me, is super famous for ribs, and they already sauce them.
Yeah, they do.
And I like, that's just Memphis, that's their thing. It's like, we do ribs, and they're sauced.
And they wet.
Kansas City, Missouri is number 3.
There we go.
The best line I ever heard was I was watching a barbecue show years ago, and they're arguing Carolina style versus Texas style. This guy's like, in Kansas City, we do both. I was like, right. Oh, okay. It's like I will talk about. To me, Jack's Barbecue in Seattle has the best brisket. But like, if you're talking like you want a mixture of stuff, try Stan's over in Issaquah. Because his dad was from Kansas City, moved out here years ago.
He was sworn by Stan's.
Mike and I, that used to be a good date night for us.
Hell yeah. Well, and then you go out to Kansas City, they know Stan.
Yeah.
They know the guy.
Yeah.
it's legit.
Also, Mike and I were in there the first time, and the guy behind the bar, I'm like, is Stan here? And he's like, I'm Stan.
Look at the photos.
He like basically turns around. It's like a wall of him.
Right, there's Chiefs players all over. He's got pictures with. He's like, dude, come on.
We're doing best cities for barbecue. San Antonio makes the list.
Okay.
Not shocking.
San Antonio.
The number one. Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. There it is.
I mean, look, you'd have to go out of your way to get bad barbecue in Texas.
You would. You'd have to go to a place that specializes in it. Like, oh, we're the worst.
Yeah. That's like, it's like I went to New York City and I had bad pizza. It's like, where did you go?
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could fall into good
Sparrow.
Pizza. Sparrow. I was thinking it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Let's see. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.